Right now, we are watching Capitol Hill, where we still don't know who the next speaker will be. Still a lot of calls for Paul Ryan to run. Other Republicans suggesting the next speaker maybe could rely on the support of Democrats to get elected. So we're keeping an eye on that. We're also watching what's happening in Syria. The U.S. has decided to scale back its training of Syrian rebels to fight ISIS as Russia gets more deeply involved in the conflict. We're going to have more on that in a few minutes with a reporter who is Syrian and talks about Russian involvement in Damascus, for example. You can see the architecture, the Russian architecture right there in Damascus.
So a lot going on this Friday. We're also keeping an eye on President Obama's visit to Roseburg, Oregon today to meet with families of the victims of that shooting rampage last week at Umpqua Community College. Nine people were killed. The shooter took his own life. And following that devastating event, President Obama said in a strongly worded press conference that these mass shootings were becoming too routine. He urged lawmakers to take action. Well, today there are reports that the president is considering action of his own using his executive authority. It's reported he's looking to tighten background check requirements for private gun sales. Now, these are not the individual sales, say, from a father to a son, but interactions in which the seller is acting more like a dealer and selling a number of guns. The president also issued executive orders after that terrible elementary school shooting in Connecticut. But how receptive will the people be in Oregon to this idea? Conrad Wilson is with Oregon Public Broadcasting, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Conrad, it's been over a week since that shooting, but what are people saying about the president's visit today?
Well, Robin, the reactions, they've been mixed. You know, I spoke to a woman, her name's Tammy Figueroa. She lives outside of Roseburg. And I asked her just a really open-ended question, you know, just in general, what was on her mind, you know, what she was hearing from friends and family members about the shooting. And this is what she said.
Mr. Obama should stay home. He's not welcome. We don't need him and his policies here.
She took real exception, you know, to the statement that the president made last week, just hours after the shooting. She thought it, you know, he was kind of politicizing an issue when the focus should have been on what happened to the victims. There are protests planned around town, you know, folks protesting Obama's visit. There's actually a Facebook group organizing the protests called Defend Roseburg, Deny Barack Obama. And according to that page, there are a little over 8,000 people that are planning to protest at three locations around town.
Well, are there those who are welcoming the president?
Yeah, definitely. You know, others say the president is doing exactly what he's supposed to do following a tragedy like this. You know, he's showing up. Local leaders have made statements acknowledging that they are, you know, they do have some political and policy differences between them and Obama. But they have kind of made these overtures saying, you know, President Obama is welcome. Here's Douglas County Chair Susan Morgan speaking earlier this week.
Regardless of our differences with the president on policy issues, we await the president's arrival and look forward to his show of support for a community who's grieving and whose heartache is immeasurable.
The city also made a similar statement this week.
So city leaders are civilly welcoming President Obama, but obviously his gun control policies are, you know, rubbing people the wrong way in a region that just had a mass shooting. Which is hard for people in other parts of the country to understand. But remind us, you know, this is an area of the country that's very much against gun control.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very conservative place. You know, Democratic candidates, whether they be presidents, senators, governors, they don't tend to win Douglas County, especially recently. And so it is, you know, a very conservative community and a place where President Obama would see this kind of resistance.
Well, it's also a place that's very raw. What's going on there?
There's just a prolonged sense of sadness. It's just everywhere. You know, retail stores and restaurants have signs outside that say things like, you know, pray for the victims, UCC strong. Some of the folks providing counseling services say there's also a lot of fear. Memorial services are now underway. There was just one yesterday, and then another is scheduled for today, and then they'll continue through the weekend. The Umpqua Community College campus has reopened to only students and staff, but the classes don't start again until next week. And really, since the event, the law enforcement presence has died down. You know, lots of groups that had come to town are starting to leave in a few waves. A lot of groups are providing counseling services. Many of them also have kind of a religious affiliation. Billy Graham has this rapid response team here. A lot of the services for folks are religiously affiliated, but there are other counseling services that have walk-in hours. They've had them all week. At some point, though, Robin, you know, there is going to be a new sense of normalcy that returns to Roseburg.
Yeah. We hope. Conrad Wilson, thank you.
You're welcome.